I guess he's like more. Okay, so we're doing continuing the Sea of Dalaramas. Okay, so it's on Bab Metzia Yudam and Aleph was the Mishnah, and some of the Gemara we did. So the basic halacha is, and this is the basic one with the idea which we said, is that according to Rashi, so the way Rashi learns the Gemara is that a person is four amos is kona for him. So if there's a lost item, a metzia, okay, it's hefker, and basically in theory it's a free for all. Anyone who wants to run, it could grab it. So the problem is that whoever picks it up is kona min haTorah. But it could lead to fights because one guy's gonna knock over the other guy and smash each other, and it's gonna be messy. So they're going to set up that Dalaramos are kona. That once it gets within your Dala 6 feet, whatever, you're kona. Okay? So Rashi doesn't really mean kona. I mean, we're interpreting this from Rashi, but it's pretty clear. Is that it means that once you go within your four amos, someone else can't take it. But it's not actually kona, because the kinyan demands a kinyan, and there's no kinyan. You didn't pick it up, you didn't do anything. So rather, it prevents other people from taking it. So he said, what's that idea? How does it prevent other people from taking it? So he said the idea is that the Chazal recognized an idea of Haschalas Kenyan, the beginning of the Kenyan. The beginning of the Kenyan means it's like you're in the process of picking it up. Once it gets within your four amos, you're in the process of picking it up. And the halachic effect of recognizing the idea of Haschalas Kenyan is that in Kenyan there's two things. There's the removal of the other people, and then there's rendering it yours. Okay, so once you began the process of Kenyan, that's recognized, so you're in the process of making it yours, that prevents someone else from initiating that process. Okay, because halacha recognizes the phenomenon. You're in the middle of being kona. So since you're involved in the process of being kona, it prevents other people from being kona. It prohibits them from being kona. Okay, but it's not an isser, it's based on nominus. In the world of monetary, is that once you're involved in, you're like priority in the process of kinyan. So you're involved in being kona, and that prevents other people. Okay, and that's what it means, konos. Konos doesn't mean it actually makes it yours, but it means it's recognized as a process. The Chazal extended it, recognized the beginning of the process. And that prohibits other people from taking it, okay, from picking it up. But we said it could be, arguably, if they did take it, and they did actually do a kinyan, then it would be theirs, because it's not yours yet. It's just that, since you're involved in it, it would be like violating the monetary rights, the Medina Mamanis, for them to interfere, because you're already involved in the Kenyan. You're involved in the Kenyan. Right, so that's basically the halacha. We notice it could be according to the Rambam. We weren't sure, but it could be according to the Rambam. It's actually kona. And what they did is that, right, so there's a Kenyan of chatzer, if something goes in your field, in your shas. So it could be even the Rabbanon, they gave your four amos the din of a chatzer. Status of your chatzer, and therefore it would actually be kona. But Rashi is not saying that. He's not saying it's actually kinyan. He's saying it just prevents others. Okay? Fine. So now the Gemara has a case of peya. So the case of peya is you have to leave the corner of your field fallow and let poor people come and grab it. So if one ani comes and grabs some of the peya and he throws like his garment or something on top of the rest of it, okay, on top of the rest of the peya, it doesn't work. Okay? Right? So even if he's on top of it, right, it doesn't work. You can take it from him. So the first thing it's saying is that if you throw fruit on top of other fruit, that's not a Kenyan. You can't be kona something by throwing something on top of it. That's not a Maisa Kenyan. Okay, just covering it over. And then it says, Nafal aleha, paras aliso aleha, if you basically fall over it or you spread your shirt over it, mavir no so emena, you could pull it out from under him. Okay, so it doesn't work. Okay, it doesn't work. Someone could basically grab it from under you. And so where it says, V'yamer Abba Shalom Kodo Lo, Nikmule Abba Amosidei. So why don't you say that when you fall on top of it, obviously you're going within its Dala Amos, so why don't you say that will be Kona for you? That when you fall over it, you're within the four Amos, and therefore that should be Kona. Right? So why is it that it doesn't work when you fall on top of it? So it's true, falling isn't, there's no kinyan of falling on top of it, but you can't fall on top of it if you're not within its Dalai Amos, and Dalai Amos should be kona. Right? So it's a simple question. Right? But it's, I guess, a Mishnah on Peya, which says that it doesn't work. So the Gemara says, Hav my skin d'lo amar akni. Because you didn't say, you never verbalized that my falling on it should be kona for me. Okay? You never verbalized that. Okay, since you didn't verbalize it, it doesn't work. Okay? Since you didn't verbalize it. So the Gemara says, yeah, but hold on. It says, V'itikon Rabbanon, ki lo amar mayave. He says, but since the Rabbanon set up this halacha, who cares if you say it or if you don't say it? Shouldn't it work automatically? Kivan the gully enough, gully daite. I'm sorry. Shouldn't it work anyways? It should work automatically. Right? In other words, what's the difference whether he said anything or he didn't say anything? The Rabbanon set up that it works. So, who cares what he says? Right? So it's a funny kind of a Havamin Maskana here. I mean, the Gemara is saying is, no, he didn't say anything. It says, no, you don't need to say anything. Right? And it's, right? And what's going on? It's a funny back and forth. It's kind of like saying, that's a bad question. You know, it's like probably the answer is positing, well, you have to say something. It says, no, there's no such thing. Well, who came up with that idea in the first place? Okay? So we'll find, we have to get to that. So it says, so therefore it's still a kasha. Because why doesn't it work? Because why should you have to say anything? You don't have to say anything. So basically it should work. So why doesn't it? So the Gemara says, no, kiven the nafal, gali daite de minafila nichale de nikniv, arbamas lo nichale de nikniv. So since he fell on it, the falling reveals that he wants to be kona it with falling, and not with the arbamas. Okay, not with the arbamas. And therefore it doesn't work. Rashi. Lo niskavili of Torah's takanslam. He didn't intend to be kona it based upon the Chacham's takana. Kasavor shenefilaso yafelo. Because he thought that the falling on it would be good for him. Okay? He thought that falling would be good for him. So therefore, the takana doesn't work. So, I mean, you could still ask, okay, but still, but the takana, the Chacham set up, that does work. So who cares, right? I mean, you could push the question further. Apparently now the Gemara is happy. You could have asked the same question even further. But who cares? The Chum said that it does work, so who cares what he thinks? It's also funny that we're imputing to him just the wrong thing. It says, he thought, he's revealing, that he wanted the falling to be kona. But falling doesn't work. Falling isn't kona. So what we're saying is that we're imputing to him just like a mistake, like a halachic mistake or something. I mean, I want to say, look, that's not the halacha. So maybe he thought that. Maybe he didn't think that. Like, it's funny, it's funny to say that's what the guy is thinking. Right?
I don't understand.
The question?
Yeah.
I'm saying is that he's saying is, it's just funny to say, the Gemara is positing that since he fell on it, so he's showing is that he doesn't want the dalam to be kona, but he wants the falling to be kona. But falling isn't kona. There's no such thing like that. So what do you mean he wanted that? He doesn't want that. No one wants that. There's no such thing as that. There's no kinyan of nafila. What you're saying is well, he must be his namahats, and he must be making a mistake. And so, I mean, it's, no, I mean, you wouldn't think that. No one wants that. There's no such thing like that. So you'll say, why did he fall on it? I don't know, but there's no such kinyan of falling, so obviously he doesn't want the falling to be kona. There's no such thing like that. So you have to say they were imputing to him just that he doesn't know anything. He thinks falling works. It doesn't, but he thinks it does. So therefore he's doing it anyways, and turns out what he thinks works doesn't work, and what really works he doesn't want. I don't know, it's just funny. I mean, you could just say, look, that's it. What else are you going to think? That must be that he doesn't know anything. But I don't know. Something's bothersome about that. I mean, it would be better if we could explain that somehow. I could understand saying that, look, he doesn't want Dalai Lama to work for him.
Right.
But, because he sees falling. But it's not just saying that. It's saying is he doesn't want the Dalai Lama to work, he wants the falling to work. But falling doesn't work. What does that mean? There's no such thing like that. It's also funny what Rashi says. What does Rashi say? It says, it reveals that the falling is nichle de nikni, barma is lo nikni. He says, lo niskavin lignas torah tzikans lachamim. He didn't intend to be kona et as Chacham set up. Kasavor, because he thought, shenefilaso yafela, that the falling is good for him. So what's interesting there? What's interesting about what Rashi said, or Rashi didn't say? Both. That's what's bothering me. What's bothering me is Ariel's pointing out is that it says he didn't intend. You think you should say he? The Rashi, some of the Gemara means that he didn't he reveals that he didn't want the falling, I'm sorry, that he wanted the falling to be Kona and not the Arba Amos to be Kona. But it doesn't say that. It says he didn't want to be Kona with the Chacham's Takana, the Nala Amos, because he thought that the falling would be good for him. Now what does that mean, would be good for him? I mean, does he just mean that he thought that the falling would be Kona? Because Rashi could have just said, Kasavash and Nefilaso Konosla. The Nefilo work, the falling works for him. I'm sorry, it's Kona for him. But I don't know, Yafelo is just a funny language. Right? He thought that the falling is good for him. Good for him? What does that mean, good for him? Work would be Kona. No, I mean, unless he says what he means. I mean, maybe I'm just being too picky here. But I mean, there's a Yafelo is just a funny word. It's good for him. I mean, just be more specific. What do you mean, good for him? Say what you mean. He thought that the feel is Kona. So I'm just noticing that, you know, just the careful reading of the Rashi is, he doesn't say what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara says Nifila Sakonos, the Nikni Lay. You know, Nifila, I'm sorry, Nichle the Nikni. Right? I mean, I don't know, maybe Rashi didn't have that Kirsa. Oh, yeah, Rashi does have that Kirsa. But he doesn't say that, though. He says that it would be good for him. So, I don't know. So I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe that's what he means. But maybe not. I don't know. Okay. So I guess so we have a few steps in the Gemara, right? A few steps in the Gemara. Three stages. The first thing Gemara says, you have to say it. Then the Gemara says, no, who cares if you say it? The Chum set it up. Of course it works even if you don't say it. It says, yeah, but still, if you fall on it, that's already bad. That messes it up. So I guess we should explain the stages in turn, right? I think that's the best way to do this. Let's define the first step. At each step, let's define it, assuming that's really the conclusion, and then see how the Gemara is knocking it out. You know what I mean? I think that's the way to do it. Let's define the original Amina. So it says you have to say Akni. Since he didn't say Akni, it doesn't work. He has to say it should be Kona for me. So what's that idea? Why would he have to say that? Right, and although the Gemara rejects it and says, no, why should he have to say Akni? But I mean, the Avmina must have had a sense to it. It couldn't just be the Gemara just making something up, and the Gemara just says, no, who ever heard of that? It must be there was a sense to that argument, and then somehow the Gemara is knocking it out. So Ariel and Yehuda are saying that good, that that in general, Kenyan works. We always Kenyan work, because in Kenyan, you're picking the thing off, let's say. Right? So Kenyan means is a clear expression of your das to be gonna, right? That you want to actualize this transfer. But in Dalat Amos, what are you doing? You're just walking near the thing? I mean, you're not doing anything, right? You're not even related. It just, because it's in your proximity. So it's true that Rabbanon could say there's such a thing as a Scholas HaKenyan. It's the beginning of the Kenyan. But, I think Ariel mentioned last time, I mean, you're just walking down the street and all these Scholas Kenyans just happen. Right? Let's say I walk down the street on garbage day and I'm doing a Scholas Kenyan and every piece of garbage of a garbage pail I walk by. I mean, how does it work? Right? So we did mention the Rambam seems to say you have to be put, kavua, fixed, and you know, to have a makom. But still, it's like you're not doing anything. So therefore, the Gemara is saying is you have to say Akni. You have to express your das. The Rabbanan are saying you could do Haskalas Kenyan through Dalat Amos, but you have to express it. That's what you're doing. You have to objectify. The action of picking something up or the Kenyanim of the Torah are objective expressions of that das. But within your Dalat Amos, you need to express your das verbally in order for it to register halachically. Otherwise, we'll say that it's not simply not an expression of anything. You're not demonstrating anything. So how could that be gone? You're within Dalat Amos? Okay, fine. You're within Dalat Amos. But you need das. It can't just be it's going to happen automatically. It must mean you need das. Right? So how does your das register? Halachically, if not through a dibor. That's what dibor is. Dibor is an expression of your thoughts. So speech is an expression of your thoughts.
If he has das.
Right, like Jay says, exactly. Once you say you need das, so then it's very nice that he may be in his mind thinking whatever he wants, but now halachically, for the das to register, he has to articulate it. That's speech is. So once you say that it needs more than just, doesn't happen automatically, but it needs your das, that's what's going to happen, so now you have to express it. If you don't express it, then how does that register halachically? What are people supposed to know what you're thinking? They'd be reading your mind. So you need das, you have to express your das. Right. So that's the first Amina, right? Good? So now the Gemara says, yeah, but hold on. Since the Rabbanan set it up, right? See the key. It says, he took an Rabbana, and so the Rabbana said, oh, if you keep Lomar Mahavi, who cares if he doesn't say it? So what does that mean? What's that answer? I mean, you just have a good idea here. What's the Gemara doing? Right? I mean, just saying no, it's not true. Right? I mean, no, you do need the Rishod, we just said it. There's a good svar to say why you have to say it. So how's the Gemara, what's the Gemara's attack? But it's a good point. It's kind of circular, because you're saying is because since the Rabbana set it up, so therefore it works. Yeah, but maybe the Rabbana set up that you have to say Akni. Right? Maybe the Rabbana set up that you have to say something. So the question isn't, does it work without saying something? That's the very question. I mean, if you say what the Gemara was suggesting, that you have to say something, so then the Rabbana set that up. That is what the Rabbana set up because of the Svara, that how could you have a Kinyan if you without any expressions? You have to say it. So now what are you going to say? Well, since the Rabbana set it up, then should work anyway. Yeah, maybe the Rabban said you have to say. So how do you, what's the Gemara's attack is the principles of Kenya should lead you to say it. You have to say something. It's like you have to give a maskana, but you can't give a maskana that undermines the Havamina. Totally. Like, I mean, Havamina had a kid say, well, the Havamina is saying is no. Who ever heard of such a thing? No, that's not the halacha. I mean, then that's, there has to be like a logical give and take here. So you can't just say no, then you're wrong. I mean, it has to be, you know, adding a new point, further saying, you're right, but something, you know what I mean? You can't just say no, just say, right, but. So it's, you know what I mean? That's like the structure you want to have. I hear your point, but something, you know? I think that's in theory the way it should go. Maybe what you're just saying is good. Is that, yeah. Okay, so tell me if this is what you're saying, you know, but, maybe it's like Dr. J said before, is that you can't read a guy's mind. See, once you say that, see, picking a thing up is a clear manifestation of his Das Kenyan, his intent to be Kona. But walking Dalai Amos is not a clear manifestation, maybe he's just walking by. So who knows, so you need an expression of your Das. Now, you need him to have Das Kenyan, right? You need Das. Kenyan doesn't happen automatically, you need Das. Now, he said is that you can't read a guy's mind and say, well, maybe he's thinking, maybe he's not thinking, that's not how it doesn't work that way. So you have to have an expression of Das. But it's saying is, the Gemara says, no, why do you need an expression of Das? Why don't you say, since the Rabbanan set this thing up, so Stam Das, the standard of Das is that the Takanas Chacham is going to work. So it's true, before the Chacham set the thing up, so a guy walking within four Amos doesn't do anything. It doesn't reveal anything, he's just within four Amos. So maybe he's starting to pick up, maybe he's not starting to pick up. I don't know what he's doing. But once the Rabbanan have a Takana of Dalet, there's a phenomenon, a halachic phenomenon of Dalai Lama's being Kona, of Haskalah's Kenyan. So why don't you just say, is that the standard of Das, when a person's within the 4 hours of an object, he's involved in picking it up. Now, it's true, a guy could show somehow to the contrary, that he's not interested or whatever, but if you just have a guy who's walking within 4 hours of the thing, and we're not sure what he's thinking, so wouldn't you just assume that the standard assumption should be that the Dalai Lama's being Kona? That's what he wants? Because this is an object, it's a mitzvah, it's an ownerless object, and he's walking by within the Aramos, and and everyone knows, he included, that there's Dakana like that. There's Dakana that your 4 Amos are Kona. So this, you shouldn't have to make your Das explicit. If anything, you should make your Das not explicit, you know, express the contrary if you're not interested in the thing. Because the given, the standard is, this is now, once this is a Takana of the Rabbana, now that's the Klal Yisrael knows about Takanas of the Chachamim. Everyone knows that. And everyone knows when you walk in the 4 hours of the thing, oh, that's a sign, yeah, that's a demonstration. So would it have been a demonstration before they set it up? No. But now that they did set it up, it is a demonstration. Right? It's like, it's not circular. It's true, it's based upon the Takana, but the Takana makes it into, like, as a red flag goes up. Now it's not just walking. Walking within 4 hours of a thing is Haskalah's Kenyan. Because of the Takanas Chacham. But there's no reason why they should have to set up. The only reason why we said is that you'd have to say something is to show that's what you're thinking. But that's what I'm saying. Since Ki Tikni Rabbanan, right? He says, Ki Tikni Rabbanan, Ki Lomar Mahavi. If the Rabbanan set it up, then who cares? He doesn't say it, but that's what he's thinking. That it must be what he's thinking. Now, unless he tells you something else, but why would you think that's what people think when they go, they know about that. Everyone knows about that. That's a halacha. It's an open takana de rabbanon. It's like, is that intrinsically picking it up intrinsically reveals your Das Kenyan? Does walking within 4 hours of a thing intrinsically reveal your Das Kenyan? No. But once it's a Tachanas Chachamim, it does. Once it's a Tachanas Chachamim, it does. Once they set up a new method of Kenyan, now your Das is based upon your knowledge of the halakhic system. You don't have to have your Das pretending you didn't know anything. Just go by the basic human being's Das. No, it has to be your Das given the kind of the Rabbanim. So your Das, is built upon natural intrinsic categories of man and the laws that are set up. So this is the principle. Good? Yeah, just a question. Saying is like, originally the Gemara asked, why isn't falling work? Why don't you say it's Paramus or Kona? Right? So at that stage in the game, you'd think the four Amos should be Kona automatically. So the Gemara is Havamina. The Gemara says, yeah, but don't you need Das? Akni? She says, yeah. The Gemara says, yeah, you do need Das. But Stam Das, because of the fact that the Tanas Chalam, you have Stam Das. So the way it's, the Gemara's question now and the Gemara's question originally aren't the same question. Originally it was, shouldn't it work automatically? So the Havamina is correct. No, this can't work automatically. It's just that it's going to be working with Das, but because of Stam Das. So it's like, the Gemara has moved. The Havamina forced the Gemara's question into a different light. It's not that it should automatically work with Paramus, but it should work because your Das is revealed, is your Stam Das is there, and it's working through Das. So the Havamina, although it's rejected, is clarifying the question. You know what I mean? So what's the Gemara's answer now? So Pshat, the Gemara says, no. Since he falls on it, he's revealing that his falling is good for him. Or he wants to be Kona with his falling. Not with the Dalai Amos. So what does that mean? So maybe let's just get started. I think the first point we have to say is that Shai's first point is very good. It's very good with what we've been saying so far. Is that and you need the Havmina, you need these steps in order to get here. But is that since you are agreeing, you want to say like this, since you're agreeing with me that you need Das, you can't just have a walking Vikona. It's because you need an accompanying Das. You're just saying that there's a Stam Das. That the standard assumption, the assumed Das, is that a guy knows about the Tekan Sachamim and he wants that to work. Right? But if that's true, then what's this guy doing? But if you tell me there's an assumed Das, it's not a fake. Assumed Das isn't a magical assumed Das. It means we actually assume that that's what he's thinking. That's the concept of a Stam Das, an assumed Das. It means that we actually assume that every person in Klal Yisrael knows about this takana and is thinking that when he walks over to the thing. And that's why it works, because we assume that. Now, if that was really true in this particular instance, what is he doing? Why is he hogging, or leaning over the thing in a way as if he's trying to prevent other people from grabbing? You know? Like, what's he doing? He's trying to, to box everyone out, right? Now, he doesn't have to box everyone out. Halachically, halacha boxes everyone out, right? Because halachically, there's a haskalas kenyan, and the haskalas kenyan is a preventer, an oser, of anyone else from grabbing it. So, there's simply no need to box anyone out, right? But he is doing that. So it must mean that's a clear indication that although there is generically an assumed Das, he's showing that he's not doing this assumed Das. On the contrary, he has to prevent people, he's not preventing people using the halacha's mechanism, but using his own mechanism. His own mechanism of preventing people. Okay, the halacha's mechanism is before your kona, you could prevent people by doing the haskalas kenyan of Dalai Amos. But he's doing the same thing, but he's using his own method. He's saying, I'm going to prevent people through boxing them out. Right? Through leaning over it. That's my method of preventing people. Now, I don't have to decide between a Shiny or saying. Either he doesn't know about the Tanas Chachamim, or he wants to be more assertive than that, or, what I was saying, wants to make a better demonstration, whatever it is. I mean, the point is, though, clearly, the guy is not taking on the assumed standard Das, which is set up by the Takana, because what's he doing? But again, he thinks, see, I don't think it means he thinks that the Nefila is Kona, falling on it is Kona, because no one thinks that. What kind of thing is that? There's no such thing like that. We don't assert to a guy a crazy halachic position, But it doesn't mean that it's going to be kona. He thinks that the falling on it is good to block everyone out, to perform the function which Dala Amos is meant to perform. Not kona, but to prevent other people. That's a halachically kona, according to Rashi, remember. Doesn't mean it actually is kona. Even Dala Amos just means that it's kona, means it's the beginning of the kinyan and prevents other people. So he thinks that the nefila will be good for him to perform the function which Dala Amos halachically performs. It will be practically good for him to block anyone else out. Now it turns out he miscalculated. Another guy is stronger or whatever, sneaky, and grabs something from under. You know what I mean? But so the takana of the Chachamim, of Dala Amos, of that method of Haskalas Kenyan, he's clearly not engaging in. Because if you're engaging in that, there would simply be no need to box anyone out. Because the halachically upset. So Elmai, he's not trying to do that. He's trying to prevent other people through using this boxing out method. But there's no halachic reality to the boxing out method. The Chum never set that method up. That, I guess, would be equally a fighting method. That's not, the Chum never set that up. So Deoraisa, he never picked it up. So there's no Kenyan Deoraisa. And there's no Haskalas Kenyan in the Rabbanim. So basically someone else grabs it. Let them grab it. So now you're back to the Deoraisa. Basically whoever grabs it. Right? So that's the thing is that, but you see that if you didn't go through these steps, like if you, the Gemara just said, who cares about Dala Amos? You say, no, because there's an afila. Like, let's say you would have just not gone through the whole steps of the Gemara. Just would have asked, what do you mean, why isn't the Dala Amos kona? You say, no, since he falls on it, it shows that he doesn't want the Dala Amos to work. So you'd say, wants, who cares what he wants? Dala Amos is Dala Amos. You know what I mean? So, right, what does want have anything to do with it? It's a halacha. But you see, is that, now, but the Gemara, no, first says, what do you mean, Dala Amos could only work with Das? So Akni, he has to say something. So he says, no, but what do you mean? It says something, there's Stam Das. Oh, now that you're in the field of Das and Stam Das, now you say, wait, oh, so now I have a good answer for you. Because since he's falling on it, he's revealing that he's not interested. He doesn't have that Stam Das. You know what I mean? But if you never would have made that move, the first move, which is basically putting it into the framework of Das, then the final answer wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have flown. So you can't say why. So you see the Gemara, the way the Gemara is working is in steps. So the steps are leading you to a final answer. The Gemara knows it. You know, the Gemara is presenting it in a way that's going to show you how you must go and lead you to develop the idea which gets you the final answer. If it just jumped the gun to the final answer, you wouldn't have been able to, you know. So this is like it's presenting the natural way the answer emerges. First step, you say, wait a second, how does Dala Amos work? And altogether, it doesn't make sense. Just a guy walks by, it must be you have to have Das, you have to say something. He says, no, but you don't have to say something, Stam Das. He says, okay, fine, Stam Das. Then you could have negative Das. Then you could have a contrary Das, if you reveal a negative Das. You know, but again, that only works if you say Dala Amos is rooted in Das. If it wouldn't be rooted in Das, then you wouldn't have been able to get that answer. So it's a Kenyan, it's a technical Kenyan, that's it. Who cares, you know, when you reveal. No, you don't need to say Akni, but I guess unless while you're falling on it, you say, you know, like I guess in theory you could fall on it and say Akni and show that even though I'm falling on it, that's for some other random reason I'm doing, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you wanted to do that, you know, I tripped. Oh, Akni, you know, like whatever. You know, but in general, you don't have to say anything because since it's Takana, when you go through the Nalamas, that's what's happening. You know, it's good, by the way, again, it could be the Rama. I don't know if anyone holds like Rama or doesn't, you know. But the Rama says that the four Amas, you have to be standing. It sounds like it. Omid B'tzidan, you have to be like standing there. Because it could be he learns is that just it does definitely, we're just walking along, isn't even Takana Tzachan known as Das, as you're walking down the street.
Stationary.
Stationary, right, exactly. Because so, it could be that his idea is that no, even Stam Das, no one has, as you're walking down the street, you're just calling out all the things that happen to be, you know. But if you stop, then you, so to speak, set up a location, you know. You could say that. And you could say that's why he demands that. I mean, you could argue otherwise. You could argue that, no, the Das is that way, but the Ram needs it because it's Chatzar. If you want it to be a Chatzar, you have to really have a Mokka Kavua. You have to be set. So I'm not so sure about the Ram, but I didn't see it in anyone else. So I guess next time, whenever that is, we'll do, oh yeah, tomorrow I'm not giving. So I guess we'll be, I don't know, next week, whatever. So we'll do, the Gemara wants to, where does this work? We have to go for the Gemara. But where does Dala Amos work? Does it work in another guy's field? Does it work in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Does it only work on a side street? Does it work on a for me a question? So you'll see, it's Rav Papa and Rav Sheshas. So I guess we'll take it. I mean, you got to read the Gemara further. Basically, the Gemara we're not going to go too far. It basically goes until Amarish. Let's see there. The first word of the line is see there. Amarish Lakish. Okay, it's like 15 lines from the top. So that's how far we're going to go on this Gemara, and then we're going to move on to something else. Okay, we already did actually the bottom of this page. We did way back when. Anam Beis. Yeah, Yonam Beis. Okay, we did the bottom part of this. We did in the beginning of the year about I don't even know why we did it. Arba Amos by Chatzer Mishem Yad. Shlichas, oh, by Shlichas, how Chatzar works, Shlichas, somehow we ended up getting to this. The Gemara in the Kedushin got to there, so we're going to stop there. Okay, so this should be another day or two on this stuff.